Sean Watson and Chanel Munro are two of the most talented and inspiring magicians in the world. They have been performing together for years, and their motivational magic show and workshops are known around the globe for their captivating performances and inspirational messages. Sean Watson is a world-renowned magician and illusionist who has made a name for himself in Las Vegas. He has headlined at some of the biggest casinos in the world, including MGM Grand Las Vegas, Mandalay Bay Casino, and the Las Vegas Hilton. But Sean's journey to success was not an easy one. His miraculous story starts here on Northern Grounds as he was born prematurely in Thompson, MB, and died at birth. However, he was airlifted to Winnipeg and made an incredible recovery. He grew up with a speech impediment and learning difficulties, and he was often bullied in school, but despite these challenges, Sean pushed through the obstacles and went from a child unable to read to one of the most successful magicians in the world. Many great people traveled this road with me, but my dad, Dale Watson, and his belief in me kept me going when I felt like I couldn't, states Watson. I get my dedication to my work from him, as well as my kindness and generosity. He always put himself out for me, and various people have told me how much I do that for them. Him helping me inspired me to want to help others. On the magic side of things, it was really James Seelan that inspired me the most. Heck, I wanted to be him, or at least half as good. During his performances, Sean talks about overcoming these challenges and how he was able to achieve success. He incorporates his keynote speech throughout the show, leaving audiences entertained and inspired. Kids leave with a sense that anything is possible if they just believe in themselves. Sean was also on the cover of Vanish magazine, the largest magazine publication in the world, representing his hometown of Thompson. Chanel Munro is the only professional female Métis magician in the world. She weaves her indigenous culture into her magic tricks through storytelling, leaving audiences with a sense of pride and power in their indigeneity. Chanel was the headlining illusionist for Magic Immersive Chicago, with a segment on Fox News, where she set a record for the most bullet catches ever executed by a female magician, catching over 100 bullets in her career, a trick that has in the past killed 12 magicians. She is a role model for young girls, blazing a trail as an indigenous woman in a male-dominated industry. I met Sean in December of 2019, so we've been together for 4 years now when Sean hired me to be his assistant, so I was like the girl getting sawed in half, jumping into all the boxes and everything. Munro went into excited detail of her launch into the industry as they were about to approach their first big show in Calgary, they drove all their illusions out to the site only to have it cancelled due to COVID. I felt like it shut down my career before it even started, stated Munro. But things looked up as a full-time illusionist position opened up for Sean in Toronto, leading him up the ladder to Chicago, making Munro the headlining face of Magic Immersive. Having Munro's face splashed all over Chicago catapulted her career to an international level. Chanel's passion is performing in different communities. She has received many positive testimonials from community leaders on her website. Together, Sean and Chanel are known as Magician and the Muse, and their promo videos showcase their incredible talent. Motivational Magic Camp is an empowering workshop where Sean and Chanel teach kids how to do magic of their own. They talk about overcoming different learning difficulties and life challenges on their path to becoming magicians and how to overcome those roadblocks. They also talk about entrepreneurship, for any young Indigenous youth interested in starting a business, and how that is a path to sovereignty and self-determination. First Nations Art Therapy is another workshop that Chanel offers. Her mother, who is Métis Cree, taught this art therapy course at the Psychiatry McEwen Center as a program for Indigenous girls who were studying to complete their high school diplomas. Her mom had received a star blanket and eagle feathers for her work in excellence in Indigenous education, and she passed this program down to Chanel. In this workshop, Chanel talks about her own struggles in becoming a professional performance artist, dealing with negative self-talk, insecurities, perfectionism, and low self-esteem. She encourages students to get out of their way, and to just simply create, the way Creator intended us to. Sean's extensive and diverse experience in the world of magic and entertainment is truly impressive. With over 30 years of magical expertise, he has not only honed his skills as a magician but has also established himself as a captivating entertainer who knows how to please a crowd. His list of accomplishments and performances at prestigious venues such as the Las Vegas Hilton, MGM Grand Casino, and Mandalay Bay, House of Blues, demonstrates his ability to excel on some of the biggest stages in the entertainment world. These venues are known for hosting top-tier talent, and Sean's presence among them speaks volumes about his talent and reputation. Furthermore, his recognition at events like the renowned Carnival in Brazil, various casinos, state fairs, corporate events, and product launches showcases his versatility as a performer. From intimate close-up magic to grand illusions, Sean has earned accolades in multiple facets of magic, which is a testament to his skill set and dedication. Performing at major fairs, festivals, and corporate events across the globe underscores his international appeal and ability to connect with diverse audiences. Headlining shows like Illusionarium Toronto and Magic Immersive in Chicago further solidify his status as a top-tier magician and entertainer. Sean's appearances on TV platforms like Fox News and ETalk Canada have extended his reach and established his credibility in the entertainment industry. Additionally, his performances for major celebrities, such as making singer Sarah Brightman appear at the Vancouver Olympics and Ruben Studdard, the American Idol winner, highlight his ability to create memorable moments at high-profile corporate events. Sean and Chanel's remarkable careers are marked by their exceptional talent, adaptability, and ability to captivate audiences on a global scale. They have truly made a significant impact in the world of magic and entertainment, earning the respect and admiration of both industry peers and audiences worldwide. Their motivational magic show and workshops are a testament to their commitment to inspiring and empowering people of all ages to believe in themselves and their dreams. Tilda Matthias J. Johnson is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of the Thompson Citizen. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.